Thank you for joining me this morning. Welcome. If you have a teenager or a young adult in your home, you know that we're living in a time where a sexual experience between two people is often disconnected from really having a personal relationship. This morning, my guest is Richard Simmons, who has written, I'm telling you, it's a very insightful book. The title is Sex at First Sight: Understanding the Modern Hookup Culture. Richard is the founder and executive director for the Center of Executive Leadership. Good morning, Richard. Welcome.
Good morning, Barbara. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Now, aren't you also a pastor?
Well, not really. I was a businessman for 25 years and retired and started a men's ministry here in Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh, okay. Now, my first question has got to be, what in the world began your quest for learning about this new hookup culture that we're living in?
Well, it started listening to a speech given by a man who is a rugby coach for one of the Ivy League schools, and in the midst of his talk, he started talking about his players. And he said, listening to them talk about their sex lives, you would think they were describing a double X-rated movie. And then he said, I fear if something doesn't change, we're going to lose this next generation of kids. And when he said that, I shuddered because I have three teenagers in that generation. And as time went by, a number of other issues came up, and I began to realize that something has really changed, particularly on college campuses and with singles, that was not present when I was in college 30, 40 years ago.
So exactly when we say hookup culture, what are we talking about?
Well, a hookup is a word that is now used among young people, which means basically having a sexual relationship, having sexual intercourse with someone, even though there's no commitment, there's no romance. It's kind of like another a recreational activity you do. You go play tennis, you go have sex, you go your separate ways. And it's a reality because I've had a number of college students read the book and say, that's what's happening on my campus.
You know, how did we get there, Richard? I mean, when I look back in history, and I'm old, I think of the 60s when we were talking about free love and... But nothing like this. How did we get to this point?
Well, in the book, I talk at length about four factors, and I'll just be real brief on this. The first, and probably one of the most serious factors, that and this has truly changed in the last few years, is the issue of pornography. When I was in college, if you were going to view pornography, you'd have to go to some adult theater in some seedy area of town. Today, a young man or even a young woman can not only get it on their computer, but they can pull it up on their iPhone, and they can do it, 24/7. And the thing about it is, pornography is something that you can do in secret, and nobody knows that you're doing it. And until you get severely addicted to it. A second is drinking of alcohol. Now, drinking's always been present on college campuses,
right.
But today there's what they call binge drinking, where they intentionally go out on a regular basis and get very intoxicated. And when they do, you obviously lose a lot of your inhibitions. A third issue is peer pressure, particularly for freshmen when they show up on campus. If they want to have an active social life and be a part in the Greek system, you pretty much have to participate in this, or you're going to be excluded and left out. And then the final thing I would just say is, and this is a huge issue, it's just the view of what is sexually moral and what is sexually immoral. We've gone from having an objective standard, which we are called to submit our lives to in the Judeo-Christian tradition, and today people don't see an objective standard. You find your own standard. You follow your heart. You follow your desires. You follow your passions wherever they lead you. And, Barbara, I am convinced that those four factors in combination have brought us to this point.
But the interesting thing is that I don't know one religion, and we're talking Christian, Judaism, Muslims that condone this kind of behavior?
There are none in the history of the world where of the major religions that would suggest that this is a good thing, that they would say this is okay. So you're absolutely correct on that.
Now, the thing that shocks me so much as I read your book, and may I say that those of you listening to me, this might be the most wonderful thing to hand your child to start a dialogue about what's going on campuses today. And I don't think it's still just college. I think in high school this is going on too, Richard.
I think there's no doubt about it, but I don't think it is as pervasive as it is on the college campus. But you're right, it starts in high school.
It starts in high school, and I think the thing is that we need dialogue between parents and children to maybe change directions of the way we're heading. But the thing that shocked me the most about your book was the conscience that these people have a year or 2 years later.
Yeah, it is, and this is documented. You're seeing this hookup culture really mess up the lives of young people. They're finding life to be very meaningless. They're very dissatisfied with their relationships with the opposite sex, because what you find is that young men and young women, they want quality relationships. They want meaningful relationships, and they're not finding them because they find themselves immersed in this hookup culture, and they're participating. And depression in college students today is like 10 times higher than it was, say, 25 years ago. And they're having a hard time figuring out what's wrong with my life, and when it gets right down to it, the path they're on is leading to just a lot of troubling things that are happening in the lives of these young people.
Well, I think that we've got to turn this thing around, but I'm not sure how we go about it.
Well, in the book, I talk about a number of different ideas. It starts with, first of all, I think parents need, so many parents are clueless of what goes on in their kids' lives. And so parents need to know that this is out there and that their children, if they're not participating, they're going to be faced with this. And so they need to know that, and then they need to be able to talk to their kids about it. And their children need to understand the potential repercussions. For instance, with my oldest son, who's 18, he's read the book, and we've discussed it. He is a very strong young man, and this book had a real impact on him. It really kind of, I think, shook him up a little bit. Particularly what for instance pornography can do to you, and just how it can make you truly sexually dysfunctional.
You're absolutely right. I want to thank you, Richard Simmons, the author of Sex at First Sight: Understanding the Modern Hookup Culture. And this is Barbara Dooley for Georgia's Morning News.